Short time in the palace, we enduring all the malice. Some men want to say it, but half of them who complaining was racist. They thought that Harry wouldn't have gone as fast to marry, but the power of this black beauty making go down on not one but on the two knees. So the prince gave up his money and then he kicked away his throne. He tell me he ain't want no power. Why? Just for dark meat alone. The family still in shock and the queen in pure misery, but he mother go proud, cause Harry is now contributing to black history. Harry tell
once you go black, never, you'll never go back.
Never, never, never.
Once you go black, you'll never go back.
Harry say, my love, pack your clothes, let we ship out with no regret. Cause these people can't grasp why it's so finger licking me, cause they never eat a black meat yet.
It's Caribbean vibes.
They're looking for me. They want to kill me for me own ability. They don't like me head, so they want me dead. Brother, tell them they is led. I am on the battlefield and I have machine.
I want way.
Me so they want to devour, but tell them
almost after Two Roses, right? Her Majesty, and then Warrior. And then we're speaking towards that indomitable spirit. She's in hospital in New York.
Sorry.
Oh, apologies. And I guess all I'm beseeching and asking, if you're the praying kind, to say a prayer for Tanti Rose. 82 years old, but... nah, man, Rose, we need Rose, our majesty, right? Oh, my goodness. I hope she gets well soon. Don't know what it is, don't go speculatory or anything like that, but, you know, good thought. These are scary times, Asia, right? Especially when you have so many old people you love, right? And then every time, like, the phone just rang just now from somebody I haven't heard in a while, and I brace, right? So did you brace when you know, not to go back there, but when you hear mommy talking, grandma talking, anytime, somebody dead.
Anytime I hear like a shout on the phone, like a, oh no, yeah. I'm like, I'm just holding my breath.
You brace, right? You brace. All right, my darling dear. Asia Antwine. I'm sure I asked this question before. When did you know this was it? I'm going to be an artist.
Well, I knew I wanted to be a photographer when I was around 10. But it was only once I started going to school for it that I felt I was going more in an kind of artistic lane than just strictly commercial photography. So So only in the past couple of years, I was like, you know what? I think I am an artist. Yeah.
We were talking the other night, and over the last 3 weeks, I have been self-defining, saying, yeah, I'm doing the things now that are laying the tracks to become somebody or quote, whatever it is I define in 5 years. And so I totally finally kind of get Michelle Obama's title for her book, Becoming, right? Because it's mm-hmm. it's ongoing. You're always sowing the seeds, laying the tracks, momentum, because life evolves, it moves. And I wonder for you, if you say, yeah, I want to be an artist, or I'm an artist now.
Definitely, I'm an artist now.
Definitely. Good, 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 good. What type of artist do you think you'll be in 5 years? Yep, that's me. You know I was going to go there. Come on.
Oh, my God. 5 years from now, international, probably.
Internet. Yeah, go for it. No, reach for it, child. Child, reach for it. Reach for it. What kind of artist?
Well, I would like to work more with, like, writing and storytelling in different ways, but I guess just being more of the artist that I am now, which is, you know, visual artist, trying to be interdisciplinary, but just, you know, a communicator between people.
And you're using images to communicate and to tell stories.
Yeah.
What are your favorite kinds of stories to tell?
Best stories for me to tell are the ones that happen at home, like in our own personal spaces. A lot of the photographers or visual artists that I looked up to and still look up to made their most, I guess, famous projects about, you know, the happenings in the domestic space around the kitchen table, in the bathroom, in the bedroom. And so it made me feel like, you know, in my home, important things are happening. Things that are important for other people are happening to me, too.
Having said that, have you ever been uncomfortable in your home? And pain as a subject for your artwork? Where does it sit, if it sits anywhere?
Well, I think any artist or any person is going to, you know, be dealing with any kind of pain, because it can manifest in physical pain, emotional pain, pain for other people. So I wouldn't say that my work is directly about, you know, my personal pain, but I mean, any person, especially young people now, anyone that's paying attention and looking at the world around them, it's like, you know, there's going to be, you know, you're going to see things that are going to make you feel a certain way. You don't want to stay quiet about it.
Mm. What happens, though, if for those who, because I, for a long time, I internalized a lot of pain because momentum and just get on with it, brush it underneath the carpet. Let's just get on to it. And so now I am the total reverse, right? Opposite spectrum, where I'm unpacking everything because, you know, I feel like a new person because I now have time for introspection. Pandemic did that to me, right? Where you didn't feel you had time before, but then you had all this time when they lock we up. Tell me about that. Other ends of pain.
Well, I think we can, I guess, talk about what we were talking about just now with, like, the whole kind of shift that's happening after the Queen died. Like, I think everyone is thinking about, you know, the kind of legacy of pain and colonialism that happened to, you know, not even just, like, some faraway thing like our ancestors. Like, when we celebrate Emancipation Day and Independence Day, it's from families that are still in power right now. So I think a lot of us are thinking about, well, you know, however you feel about, you know, one monarch being dead, well, what's going to happen next? Is it going to keep happening, you know? So, I mean, so many artifacts. When I go to Trinidad, we go to like, I want to go to like the museum and go to the Pitch Lakes. And the man giving us the tour was telling us, yeah, there was big woolly mammoth fossils and all kind of things that came out of the Pitch Lakes. And I was like, well, wow, like, well, where are they? And like, oh, they're all in the British Museum, all
everything. They pick up a
everything was confiscated. So I'm like, well, I mean, what's going to happen now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess it's sort of pain that gives way to hope, or the faith that it can't always be this bad, or it can't always be this painful, because life ebbs and flows and it's a roller coaster, and we are multifaceted beings that have many emotions. For me, your work does that. It has a lot of different emotions in one piece. We were mucking about on the phone, and I looked at one piece that she gave me a sneak preview, because it's been a minute since I've seen some of your stuff. And there was that. There was happy, the fun. There was the frivolous woman. And then afterwards, I saw, because it's meet me where I'm at. When you look at art, it's what do you see? What does it make you feel? Then afterwards, I said, the soul of slaves swirling in water. We won't even say what that piece is, because it is a very evocative piece. And it's tied to Trinidad. That's all I'm going to tell you. And that's all I'm going to tell you. Arch. What does it mean?
So in Montreal, Arch is basically it's an incubator program for emerging artists. So people at the beginning of their careers trying to not only develop themselves creatively, but also professionally. Arch is like an organization that, you know, gets us all together and then gives us the tools to kind of stand on our own 2 feet as artists. And so it's a series of workshops for the artists, and then it all culminates in the end as an exhibition.
Did you have to meet with people often? Not necessarily the powers that be, but did they have spaces where artists get together, talk, collaborate, blah, 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 blah? Or, okay, the exhibition is going to be on the 15th. We'll meet you there. And you all come together in this space and just show your works. Tell me about the process.
I mean, in the beginning, like, a lot of us didn't know each other, or some of us did, because, like, working in the art scene in Montreal, but some of the workshops that we had were really about kind of communicating what each of us feel that we're doing with our art, and then how it's, like, affecting us. One of the workshops we did was about mental health, like, as an artist. And so,
are you supposed to be sad and drink gin and you'll create your best works that way?
No. Just
asking. No. I don't know what they're telling
the
people.
The starving artist trope is
dead
in its grave.
Yeah.
And if you're a starving artist, it's because people are scamming you and they're not paying you the money they owe you. So, yeah, no starving artists.
This is a Caribbean show. Them a rob you. Them a thief you. Them a take away your art for nothing. Straight up.
Yeah. So in that seminar, a lot of us are talking about, you know, when you're making art, the kind of pressure you feel to always have to be political or always have to teach people something or say something, when a lot of the times it's just about, you know, just sharing something that, you know, that's happening in your own life. And so that's like how we really got to know a lot about each other.
And do you, like the piece I saw, the one where we saw many things and we looked at it differently, and I just thief the gal art and say, this is how I position it in my brain. This is how I rationalize it. Did you make that particular piece with an audience in mind? Do you create with an audience in mind?
Oh, no.
No. Good.
No.
That's good.
I guess, like, I don't really know where it's going when I start. It's just when you get that impulse to start, you kind of just have to give into it. And then with that particular piece, it was kind of the whole, what's the word, sequence, the going through the motions of making it again and again and again. And then it kind of, I don't know, reveals itself to you in a way. Like you start making something that you didn't even know you were starting on in the beginning.
Well, that come in like Angel. When you're making mass and the mass speaks to you, or the mass fighting you, you know that you do this, you're breathing at this, and you just did the last one and it was easy to do. But the next one is giving you a problem, the mass fights. And there comes a time when your artwork or your creativity speaks to you. What does your artwork say to you?
When I was putting together the work that I'm showing now, I didn't realize how, like, I don't know, I kind of keep not making the same images, but like there's kind of like a reoccurring motif or reoccurring thing that's happening in my work. And it's only when I look back at like all the different pieces that you can like see the pattern, I guess. Well, what it's saying to me, I guess what I hope it's kind of going to say to me is that it's going to communicate something from my ancestors and like my lineage. I always feel, or I always want to feel like when I'm doing my work, I'm kind of communicating with like my aunts and my grandmother, my great grandmother and her grandmother. So even these people that maybe I've never met, I want to feel like when I'm putting the work together that they're sending me ideas or, you know, leaving a trail for me to follow. So, yeah.
How many pieces in this exhibit?
12.
12 pieces. Good number. Good number. Do you have a feeling that you have a community, or you're from the Black community, or the femme-centric community, or the Trinidadian community, the whatever communities, or are you just Asia when you create? You felt I was going to go easy on you, eh? Not this antipat, maybe the other one Friday night.
I think initially you want to feel like as an artist you're doing something on behalf of like a community that's bigger than yourself. So, I mean, I felt that way in the past. Like, I'm making work to speak to and for Black people, for Black women, women of color. And I think all that is true. But at the same time, you know, like, all these, like, identity-based titles are always changing. So, and, like, the one constant is that, you know, I am myself and how things come through me, how I experience them, that's the one thing that always stays constant. Whereas, you know, for a bigger, large community, like, the needs change, kind of. So I would say a bit of both, but mostly comes through me as myself first.
When the droves and droves of people from the community or Boom Boom Time listeners go to Dorchester Square, Peel and St. Catherine, and look at the exhibit, what do you want them to come away with?
Wow, there's a lot of great art in Montreal. It's like, wow, people from Montreal are really great artists. Well, more than anything, I guess I wanted people to see that, you know, art is like a worthwhile endeavor, and you can't always be thinking about like what the safe choice is, what like the stable thing is.
Nurse, doctor, lawyer, teacher.
I mean, all those are great.
Yeah,
all
they are when we need them.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of the time when you say that you're becoming an artist or you want to do artwork, people are always like, I don't know, again, like the starving artist kind of thing. But I mean, a lot of people don't realize how much of their everyday life is affected by art. People who make music, who put on shows, who put on productions. Like,
write books,
if every artist in the world decided, you know what, you know, no one's really getting anything from what I'm doing, I'm just going to throw it in and stop and pick something else. Like, everyone's everyday life would be changed. So, you know, if you come to the show, just realize, you know, when you see like your niece or nephew or whatever saying, you know, I want to go into the arts, you know, support them and encourage them, because, you know, it's hard when you're first starting and you're seeing other people doing things and getting more kind of visible results when they're like getting job promotions or this and that. It's like easier to see the progress, whereas this, it's like you kind of never know what the next step is. So when you get encouragement from your family and your community, it makes all the difference.
How could we encourage and support you?
By
sending you money. Yes.
No. I mean, just coming to see the work, coming to see it. And then I want to hear what other people are thinking and saying, because artwork that you keep to yourself is never really going to do anything for anyone. I mean, the best thing for me is be able to like have a conversation with other people, see what they think, what they're feeling about it. And, you know, that feeds me for years and years and years. So
I don't know what I'm going to say, and I will be there with bells on Thursday evening. The opening night vernissage is what time?
6 p.m.
Rain or shine. It's a big tent. That's all I'm telling you. Phillips Square, right?
Dorchester Square.
That's right. Dorchester Square, remind me, is where?
St. Catherine and Metcalf?
Metcalf. So, I don't know where me I say. I go in there and I can say, oh, my sock finger baby did this. No, well, come on. I had to have some fun. No, but I support you, I salute you, and live, because you are standing on so many people's shoulders. And the fact that you want ancestors to speak through your works is very telling, right? So I applaud you. Keep on keeping on. My sock finger baby. Love you dearly. And I have to say it, because she is the product of Christia Antoine, the granddaughter of Roslyn Antoine, the sister of Paris and Chanel, right? And I know you have nieces, nephews, and uncles and all sorts of people connected to Trinidad. She is a daughter of Roots Cultural Association. There's so many interconnectedness, right? And so she's Fimi family. See, Storm did it. Storm did it. So this Thursday, 6 p.m., Arch. And that's that place of music there. Give me some music there. And where can people see some of your stuff online?
Well, you can see my work on the organization's website, artch.org. And then you can also see it on my personal website, which is asiamason.com. And on Instagram, which is asia.m.tl.
That's right. You're a Mason.
Yes.
Your mother better send me my money. I love it. I'll play some music before Auntie Pat gets herself into further trouble. But trouble is my middle name. Ha-ha, I laugh in the face of trouble. The show that promotes the arts, right? Good talk, good music. Lull you into Monday. All right.
Yeah. If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 28th to October 2nd, 2022. 5 days of music and over 200 artists, including teen punk viral sensations, the Linda Lindas, Canada's first drag race winner Priyanka, 70s British funk group Simone, Grammy-nominated and Juno Award winner Alison Russell, iconic dancehall queen Sister Nancy, post-rock legends Tortoise, and many more. The festival also features film screenings, visual art, symposium discussions, and as always, many surprises. Get your tickets and passes now at popmontreal.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
Hey, all you hip-hop heads. NDG's favorite urban music festival is back. Prévention Côte des Neiges NDG and Elementality are proud to present the 18th edition of Hip Hop You Don't Stop, ending the summer on a high note with a weekend full of performances, art showcases, dance battles, and community gathering. Featured artists include Mackie Lavender, Miriam Sassy, Remy Picasso, Shades Lawrence, DJ Pro V, and more. It's all going down Friday, September 16th to Sunday, September 18th, and it's all free. Visit linktree.com/HHYDS Montreal for more information and stay connected, because hip hop doesn't stop here. Hip Hop You Don't Stop is brought to you with the support of Canadian Heritage and La Ville de Montréal, a CKUT co-presentation.
Yesterday. Little Burgundy Festival. Amazing. The Middle Eastern bands and groups and dancers. Then, of course, to see Jakarta returning back to Little Burgundy. Right. Here's somebody who just came out of Burgundy. Did he copybook, writey music. And then, you know, he moved, you know, to another place. But his music went international. At any given time, he's anywhere around Canada or Europe. And to see he comes back, and as humble as ever, in Little Burgundy, in the park where he used to play with some of his fellow reggae musicians, Robin, Diva, his nephew Moto, and then, of course, Melo G. Amazing. What do you think?
Walking in the park, I don't know. I just think I'm happy after the congratulations.
Yeah, youth emotions.
It makes me feel like my emotions are all over the place. Like, I go to this festival. It made me emotional to see Uncle Cutter performing on stage.
Oh, listen, it was fabulous.
Made me emotional.
Listen, I want to remind you, next week, September 18th, 1 p.m. at Jerry Park, and it's Bridging Ethnic Communities Against Bill 96. Remember, we are in an election period. All I want to tell you no say, look and read the websites of all the various parties and candidates, and the one that talks about health and what they propose to do, penetrate them. Because really, it's not about more French, more this, more that. What are you doing with the health system? It has not been overhauled or had any major work, proper work done to it in a long time, right? So that's where I'm going to leave you with. And did I miss anything else, Angel?
Yeah, we didn't big up Uprising Band, man.
Uprising!
Gotta big up, I mean, the
Uprising!
Band. Gotta big up the band. Gotta big up the band. Gotta big up the band.
Puffy's next week, Saturday night.
Exactly.
9 p.m., $10. Let us all descend. You know, I just asked Asia, what does it mean for your community to support you? And you heard her answer. Now, Puffy has supported us with music, all the laughter and joy in the various tents. What does it mean to support your artists? Come Saturday night and support Puffy.
And support. That's $10, people. $10.
Speaking of support, this next artist supports me in almost everything I do, right? And I support him. And over the COVID, he just really dig down deep in music, right?
Yep.
And this is his CD. Put it together for me. Raise a glass. Clap on. Owen Martin.
One and only boy has found a girl and ran away. Just you reach for your phone, I'll be there at home. Now my name is Fixit, I'll be there. If your heart has been shattered and the pieces have scattered all across the ground of loneliness, just you reach for your phone, I'll be there at home. Now my name is Fixit, I'll be there. Life is not a bed of roses, and love is not an easy game as it seems. Now if you are being mistreated by your lover, don't worry, come see me. If you're feeling lonely because you're one and only boy has found a girl and ran away, just you reach for your phone, I'll be there at home. Now my name is Fixit, I'll be there.
never know, then you will know. If you never know, then you will know. Rasta is on top, and with love we shall rule the world. Because we're talkative, but we know so. We're not two-faced, we are up to date. So with peace, love, and oneness, yes, we shall rule the world. Now if you live in darkness, stay over there. But if you love your light, come on over here. If you have clean hands and your heart is pure, come on over now and help Rasta to rule the world. Now to be a Rasta, it is not about the dreads. It's a concept of the art and not the locks on your head. If you feel these vibrations, come help Rasta rule the world. Cause if you never know, then you will know now. If you never know, then you will know now. Rasta is on top, and with love we shall rule this world.
Dispensation, I'm say, oh, what the safe.
Oja, 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 oja. Oja, Rastafari. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to reap that which was planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Ja Rastafari. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken away from it. Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for this is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Therefore, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know he that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pastors. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Jah, Jah, Rastafari. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber, nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and forevermore. Selah. Jah Rastafari, ever true, ever sure, ever living, earth rightful ruler.
Way beautiful, beautiful. Produced out of, I believe, the Maytone Studios, and I think he did a really good job with it. Owen, you're going with things, man. I tell you, Miss Asia. Did you find that a lot of great art came out of the pandemic?
Yes.
Yeah? Is there like a favorite piece?
I don't know. I can't think of anything on the
spot. What about one that you made?
One that I made. Well, would you say that we're still in the pandemic?
We are but a mifalico girl. I don't know. It's still early. I don't think we're actively, it's a pandemic, but something's going on.
Well, the video that I made with you about the pandemic.
Ah!
That was something.
Was that about the pandemic?
Well, it was about the activism that was happening.
Activism
during
as a result
pandemic.
Of.
Yeah.
Yeah, me rotted. You forget about that. Whoa. And I was going to say that was it, but I did some other stuff. By the way, folks, get registered. Look for West Can Folk on either Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I'm teaching, I'm leading, I don't know the proper term, I'm leading a Caribbean storytelling workshop over 7 sessions. It's for some of you people, you know, who have a little bit of age on you, right? But I don't know if they're turning away anybody, right? So, yep, Caribbean storytelling. It's a new thing for me. We'll see where it goes. I'm humbled by the requests, terrified, but so looking forward to it, right? Because I'm pushing in different boundaries. So if you have my coordinates, find me, West Can Folk. That's WESTCANFOLK, Caribbean Storytelling. Spaces are limited, right? And who knows if it's popular, let's see where we go. Ultimately, I would like to see, as a result of this and any other thing that's going on, that we continue to create Black literary works made here in Canada. Yep, it could still be a Caribbean work if it's produced here in Canada. Aha. Are we almost done, Angel? What time is it?
No, we're looking at 5:52 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We still got 8 minutes to, you know, either chit-chat, play some music.
How are you, Angel?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just holding on.
He got back to his creativity too, you know, Asia.
Yeah.
He started producing mass hand over fist. Why? Once at this room, the cover full of mass. Oh. Then he went, me good kitchen counter. He started to do something with a black marker. It reminded me of the time when we played Indian in Roots. Speaking of which, I'm good thing to see how the world works. And he decided to take the red paint and paint. It was a section. We played Indian. And he had the red. It wasn't even water paint. It was real paint, right? And painted on the kitchen counter. Look, you feel it easy. It had plenty of madness in this house, you know.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. When you feel the creativity coming, you just destroy the whole house.
Easy like that. You know.
Owen Martin, Poggy Sefi said, thank you for the chant. It was really, 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 really good. I like it. I think I might play that. That might be on my speed listen. It have something so... Well, whatever. You know what I mean. Roots Cultural Association, a good thing. We say Roots, and this is the second time when we say Roots, but this time I said Mass. I remember that I have the people them flyer to read, right? Come to their last summer event, $25.42 in LaSalle, September 17th, 1 p.m. till... It's a family event, Backyard Lime. For more information, call the artistic director, 514-880-7837. Music by Pauda, DJ Nicholas, and Biggs, right? That was so much fun on September 14th. I was exhausted and couldn't dance, so I'd get up, do this little shuffle, right, and sit right back down, right? But it was so much fun, and way I had a hell of a summer this year. I'm paying for it now, though. I really am, literally. Angel, what do you look forward to in the fall? Let's start with you, Asia.
For the fall, well, my exhibit, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, now that you mentioned it, your Caribbean storytelling workshop, I mean, that's piqued my interest now.
Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the engagement. It's daunting. It's scary. All of a sudden in my old age, right? They say the older you get, day by day, fear increases. So the little baby who is just heading towards the hot radiator has no knowledge of fear. He just goes. But as he has more experience, he develops fear. So fear increases as he gets older. So that by the time you're 90, you're afraid of everything kind of thing, sort of, kind of, right? But that terrifies me. It does. It does. But I'm going full speed. That movie with what's your name that's coming out? Warrior Queen?
Yeah.
That's her name?
Yeah. Viola Davis.
Viola Davis. Thank you. Could we all dress up and go to the 9 o'clock screening this Friday night? Dress up in African clothes. Yeah. Bring out your spears, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it would
yes.
be. I wouldn't be. I'm up in the bush. That's
oh, that's right.
If you want to be. That's your beat.
Pharaoh's birthday. Anyway, Uno, dress up and tell me about it. All righty? We'll figure it out. Maybe we can go to our early screening during the day. That 1 p.m. screening during the day when we saw Black Panthers. We were about 14 people at Cavendish Mall. And it was just 4 black people. The rest were white. We had a time. I'll go there dressed up like a warrior Friday afternoon. You feel I won't? And I'll post the picture, too. That's right. It for me. Make sure your actions are not the actions to cause another person pain.
Pain, we all there. And people who want to know, we talking about Puff T. It's his, what's the club name?
Balatu.
Was it? You know the address of him? I know it's 43 something, right?
Yeah, no, Balatu. Google right, Balatu.
Yeah, Balatu on St. Lawrence.
43
St. Lawrence,
downtown.
Yes, downtown. So it's yours. All right. So you guys, until...
Love of the bad. Asia, come again.
Ding dong ding, CKUT 90.3. Take it from me, It's the best, beats the rest, 90.3 CKUT.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for the sound experience of a lifetime? Are you ready for crystal clarity in sonic bliss? Are you ready for CKUT? We're ready for you. 90.3 on your FM dial.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.